up to the Gemara on Tzadik Tes on the base. Mesu Haksherim. So the Mishnah says that if the children that we know for sure who the mother is die, and they refers to them as the Ksherim. So the Gemara says Elu Elahanech Mishum Di Ruve Elu Havi Vupsulin. The other ones aren't possible. We just don't know who they are. If they're the what's it called, the mother or the daughter-in-law's children. So why are you called apostle, not apostle? Amar Papa Emo Omesu Avadoya. Not the Ksherim, it means the one we know for sure. That's what it should say. Well, that's what it means. Ksherim over here is not kosher and apostle, but the ones we know for sure who they are and the ones we're not sure who they are. Livnei HaKala Echad Choletz. So by the Bnei HaKala, one gives chalitza first, and then the other one can be miyabed. Versus dafka michlitz v'havi yevume. Has to be in that order. One gives chalitza, because if the first one's miyabed, aval yevume bereisha lo, dikopaga b'yevama v'shuk, because we're not sure if this is his yevama, or it's not a woman he's allowed to marry, right? His niece. So then, what's it called? But if it's his, it's what's it called? It's not his Yavama, it's just his niece, right? But it's not his Yavama, then she is the Yavama to the other one. So she's not allowed to get married, so she has Chalitza. So therefore, the first one gives Chalitza, Manavshach. If it's his Yavama, so she has Chalitza. If it's not his Yavama, then what's it called? Then he gave Chalitza Stam to a woman who doesn't need it. The second one, that can make Yibumi Manavshach. If this is not his Yavama, she got Yochilitza from her Yavam. If it is his Yavama, so he's marrying her as a Yavama. Let's see, there's Rashi here. No, right, okay. Kohenish Shinasari, Chelik Echot. So it says, Kohenish got married with her Shivcha, and they both had boys. So one's a Kohen and one's an Eved of a Kohen. So they both can eat Truma, but you only give them one Chelik. Whereas it's Chelik Echot Pshita, that's Tosus Girsa. Right? Of course you only give him one chelik. Not give him two. The Eved of the Kohen can only eat because of his master. So he doesn't get a separate chelik of his own. He gets a chelik because he's an Eved of a Kohen and he can eat from his master's truma. So of course you only give him one chelik. The Gemara says, it's pashut. Rashi learns different. Rashi learns that it's mashma that you give each one. Chelik echad means each one gets one chelik. So Rashi's gear says, chelik echad sol kedaitach. You give him both chalakim. Right? So on both of them, the answer is we give them a chela ke'echad. We only give it to them if they both are there, and then we give them together one chela in truma. Right? But we don't give it to either one separately. In other words, if either of them show up, we don't give them any chela. We'll see in 1 second why. Tznan k'mandi omer ein chok in truma le'evet elam kein rabo imo. This goes according to the mandi omer who says you don't give truma to an Eved of a Kohen, right, unless his Rav is there together with him. Can't give it to him alone. Right? The Tanya, and we'll see in 1 second why. The Tanya, Ein Chok in Truma La Eved Elam Kein Rabo Imo Divir Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says that you can't give Truma to a Kohen unless his Rav is together with him. But you can't stam give Truma to a Kohen. To an Eved. Rabbi Yossi Omer Yochel. Yochel Shiomer and Kohen and Itzinuli Bishvilasmi, and Yossi says you could give it, right, to him. And over here, the guy can say, look, if I'm a Kohen, give me the Truma because I'm a Kohen. Im Eved Kohen and Itzinuli Bishvil Rebbe, right? And if not, what's it called? Give it to me because of my wrath. So Rabbi Yehuda holds that you can't give Truma to a Eved Kohen unless his Rav is there, so they both get a chelik if they're both there. Chelik ke'echad. But if they're not both there, then we can't give him truma at all, because maybe he's the Eved of a Kohen, and an Eved doesn't get truma on his own. He only gets it if the Rav is there. The reason for it, the Gemara says, the reason is the following. B'mkomosh Rav Yehuda, ho'yumalim mitruma liyuchsim. In Rav Yehuda's place, if they saw someone getting truma, then they said he's probably a Kohen. They didn't think he was an Eved of a Kohen, because you're not allowed to give Truma for an Eved of a Kohen by himself. So if you saw him getting Truma by himself, he must have been a Kohen. And then they assume from that that he's a Kohen, he'd get married to, people who are kosher to a Kohen. He's not an Eved, because you don't give an Eved Truma by itself. So, because of these two things were dependent on each other, they didn't give Truma to an Eved by himself for fear that people would think he's a Kohen. And in Rabbi Yossi's place, they didn't use that as a raya. And therefore, it was no problem of giving the truma to an Eved, because getting truma, it really went to hand in hand. Since they gave truma to an Eved, there's no proof from somebody who got truma that he was a Kohen. He may be an Eved of a Kohen. So they didn't use the proof of someone getting truma that he was a full-fledged Kohen, because maybe he's an Eved. So therefore, since they didn't use this as a proof, there's no problem with giving the Eved Truma by himself. See Rashi. Chelek Echad Sokadaitach. Chelek Echad Mashma Shel Kol Echad. That each one gets a Chelek. Mashma, no, each one doesn't get a Chelek. We give them a Chelek, one Chelek, only if they're together. Chelek Ke'echad Imbo Shneim Alagorin Nosin Lehem. If both of them come to the threshing floor where you give out the Truma, right, then you give them. But if they come individually, we don't give them at all. Because we see the person getting truma, people will assume he's a Kohen. And that's not in a place where you only gave truma to a Kohen, and not truma to an Eved of a Kohen by himself. Im koin ani a sofik koin, the sofik evid koin kimas nisa, right? And therefore Rabbi Yossi holds that since you can give them separately, so each one can come and say, look, if I'm a koin, give me truma for myself. If I'm an evid of a koin, give me truma because of my master. So therefore each one can come separately and get truma, according to Rabbi Yossi. Hoyumale mi truma le yosin. Not from the fact that somebody eats truma. If they saw somebody eating truma, there was no riot, he's a Kohen, maybe he's an Eved of a Kohen. But the fact that they gave him truma, right, he came to collect it and they gave it to him, they wouldn't have given it to him if he's an Eved of a Kohen. They only gave to people who for sure were a Kohanim. And therefore, you can be sure that if somebody was given truma, he's a Kohen. Because if he was an Eved of a Kohen, they wouldn't have given it to him unless his Rav was there. Hilkach ain cholkin lo. Okay, let's go on. Tanya, Omar Rabbi Elazar Bar Tzadik. I avoided giving testimony as much as I could, and in the end, I couldn't get out of it, except for one time. I couldn't get out of it, and I gave one edus. The helu eved lakuna al pi, and because of my edus, they made an eved a Kohen. Right, they assumed that the one I was made on was a Kohen, and he really was an Eved. Moses says, "Hail the Sol Kedaita." Tosfos not goris this, because Tosfos says it doesn't really apply. But we have the Girsa. He actually made a takala that they thought an Eved of a Kohen was a Kohen. Hash to behemten shol tzadikim in Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Maybe takala yoyodan tzadikim asum lakolshekei. Right, the Rebbe doesn't bring a takala to the behem of a tzadik. The Chamor of Pinchas ben Yoyer didn't eat something that didn't have Trumas and Maisers taken from it, so surely a Tzaddik, the Rav Shem doesn't bring. Tosfos says you're not goris this. Tosfos in other places says this klal only applies to eating something not kosher, and the Tzaddik himself eats it. But Takala, sometimes Tzaddikim can do things wrong by mistake. The Gemara is full of different things where Tzaddikim did things wrong by mistake, right? Rabbi Shmuel, he read by candlelight and he moved the candle. And they said, he wrote on his pinkus, I'll bring a chatas. It was over in Sidorais of Shabbos. It's only eating something, not kosher, is a genai for a tzaddik. So the Rosh doesn't let that happen. But that somebody else, did something wrong, because they were Mala, an Eved Kohen, and he ended up marrying maybe somebody that was Osir, that has nothing to do with the Rebbe Shem. Doesn't bring a takala to a tzaddik. It only applies to the tzaddik himself and to only the food. So here it doesn't apply, Tosha says. So, what? No. If Chamor, the Rebbe Shem doesn't let it eat something that it's not allowed. Surely he doesn't let a tzaddik eat something that's not allowed. But it's only that specific area. Ela emo bikshu lahavos eved v'kohun al pi. Right? They almost did it. They wanted to use my testimony to make an evidence to a kohen. What happened? How did he give such a false testimony? He was made. This guy's an evidence. Why? Chaz of Yasir Rabbi Yossi. He saw this guy getting truma, and it was in the place of Rabbi Yossi. Okay, where they gave avodim truma. So he didn't know that. He assumed that they're giving the guy truma, he must be a kohen. And the also ba'asid ba'asid Rabbi Yehuda. Had he given this testimony in Rabbi Yossi's place, they would have said, "Oh, that's no raya that he's a kohen. He could be an eved kohen." But he went and gave the eders in Rabbi Yehuda's place. So he said, "Oh, you saw somebody getting truma. It must be what's it called? He's a kohen." So on his eders, they made the guy a kohen, because in Rabbi Yehuda's place, they didn't give an eved truma by himself. They only gave it together with the rabbi. He saw him getting it by himself. But he didn't realize he saw him getting it in a place where they did give truma to an eved, and they didn't conclude from that that he's a kohen. But he made the eidus in a place where they didn't give truma to a kohen, and therefore, truma to an eved of a kohen, if you saw a guy getting truma, he was a kohen. Rashi. Behemten shel tzadikim chamoro shel Pinchas ben Yoyev. Okay, let's go on. Tana Rabbanan. Asara ein cholkin lohem truma beis agranos. There are 10 people who, even though they can eat truma, but you don't give them truma for various reasons, which we'll discuss tomorrow, right? Well, you don't give them truma if they come to collect it, the beis agranos. Truma is always given in the threshing floor. You don't wait to give truma when you get the thing home or whatever. As soon as you make a kri and it's nigmar malacha, the kohanim come to the threshing floor and you give them their truma. That's why a lot of times the Gemara says that they didn't give them matanos yet. That's only on meiser and trumas meiser or whatever. But truma itself was taken care of before it ever got home, in the threshing floor itself. So people come to collect. You don't give to these following kohanim. Cheresh, you don't give a deaf mute. Shota, or cotton. We'll see, because it's a zilusa. It's not nice to give these people truma to disperse it to them. Tumtum vandriganis veho eved veho isha. A tumtum vandriganis. We're going to discuss each one why. An eved and isha, an orel veha tome veno se isha shena hageneslo. And or a kohen who married a woman is not allowed to marry a grusha, chalutza, so on. Rashi. Asora ein cholkin kulu meforish taimon. Later the Gemara will explain each one why you don't give them truma, even though they can eat truma, you don't give it to them. Deha isha eishes kohen, the wife of a kohen, right? You don't give her truma if she comes alone. Deha orel kohen shemesu echa machlus mila. A kohen who's not an orel because he's a rasha, but he, because then you don't give truma bechlav. But what's it called? A kohen whose brothers died because of Mila, so he is allowed to be an oral. He's not doing anything wrong, right? But he's still an oral, so it's a gnai to give him truma and a mechubadik away. She'ena hogenis psul lekohuna. He married a woman who's not proper to him, meaning that she's psul lekohuna, grusha, or so on. Okay? The kula meshagrim elavei. However, we do send the truma privately to their house. We don't give it to them publicly, but we send it privately to their house. Chutz mi tamei, except for a tamei, because we're afraid he'll eat it when he's tamei. The no se isha sheno geneslo. And also, we don't give it. We don't send it to a woman who's pasul to the kohen, because he may feed his wife it. That was what the Gemara says. The Gemara says bishlam mecheres shol to the cotton lab b'nei deyoninu. Right. Therefore, it's not nice to give these people truma publicly. Okay. Tumtum vandriganis nami berya b'fnei atzmo. Tumtan andriganus also. You see, Rashi, the labanei dayaninu, the zilus of the truma lechalik lem begorin la'ain kol. Publicly, to give these people who are not b'nei daya, and Tosis brings down that it's only a kohen cotton who doesn't know how to be no sekapa. But if a kohen cotton knows how to be no sekapa, then he can give them by himself too. Then it's not machavit. And they used to, what's it called, machlokas really, our minig is, halachically, a kohen cotton is allowed to be nose kapayim together with, what's it called, anoshim gedolim. And by Sfarim, they do that. They, what's it called, the kohen cotton as soon as he knows how to be Nosei Kapayim, he goes up there with his father, with the adults. Can't go, doesn't go alone, he goes together with adults. Chinuch, that's chinuch. And we hold that until the Kohen's bar mitzvah, we don't allow him even together with his father. Not me hadin, but it's a minig is not to let him go. But the Nake is a Kohen who therefore can be Nosei Kapayim, right? So it's not a zilusa to give him a truma publicly. Okay, tumtum vadriganes, beryuth neasvaninu, to have a zilusa, the courtship. It's not nice to give this queer, what's it called, beryuth neasmo, truma. That's not politically correct, but in any case, that's what it is. Not political, it's not what's it called proper to give this guy truma publicly. But we send it home for him, he could eat it, you know, in his house. Okay. What? No, it doesn't mean over here bury with neatzmo, right? It means they're weird people. No, it's not the halachic bury with neatzmo, right? It could be a sofik ish, right? Tumtum is a sofik zachar, but they're not the norm. Normal people, you'd be normal people. It's like a chayrish hot of a cotton, right? They're regular people, except they're just not, they're handicapped. Not nice to give handicapped people something publicly. This is not for today's politically correct things. Okay.